Welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. House Speaker John Boehner, Senator John McCain, and Representative Paul Ryan are among the GOP stars who have put in time to try to elect Republican congressional candidate Mia Love. The Saratoga Springs mayor took the stage and was applauded by many at her appearance at the Republican National Convention last week, but her opponent, incumbent Jim Matheson, is going after her record and her proposals to cut federal spending. Love will join us as she prepares for an event today with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Then, Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor hopeful Ben McAdams has been building a coalition of Republican supporters. He'll join us in the studio to discuss where his campaign stands against rival Mark Crockett and how one of the most competitive races in Utah this year will play out. Politics Up Close is coming up right after the news on KCBW. Good morning and welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. GOP congressional hopeful Mia Love is back in Utah after an appearance at the Republican National Convention. The Saratoga Springs mayor and candidate in Utah's 4th District is continuing to attract support from major GOP figures, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who will be in Utah today to campaign for Love. But incumbent Democrat Jim Matheson is putting up a fight, attacking her views on government spending as extreme. Mia Love joins me now on the phone to talk about the latest developments in the campaign. And Mayor Love, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Mia, we'll talk about your event with Condoleezza Rice in just a minute. But first, as you know, yesterday your opponent Jim Matheson held a news conference saying your proposal to eliminate grants to local police agencies would put public safety in jeopardy. What are you proposing when it comes to, for example, public safety grants, and what's your response to Mr. Matheson?
Well, here's the funny thing. The proposal, the list that we put out was just there as a starting point. I just put a laundry list of things saying, let's start discussing this. So he's taking that laundry list and saying this is her plan and an attempt to try and do everything he can to distort, you know, claims. He's trying to be as divisive as he possibly can. And I really think it's desperate. It's an attempt to get Utahns to not look closely at his record, which is a record of more debt, more spending, and bigger government. It's not going to work.
How did you come up with this list of ideas that you're talking about here as a starting point for this conversation on cutting federal spending?
Oh, it was just looking at the spending, looking at the type of programs we have, and I couldn't even fit it on one sheet. I mean, if we were to try and put as many programs as possible, we would have a book of government programs. So I just put out a couple of them so we can start talking. What I really want to do is hit the ground running. We do have a big problem, and we're trying to do everything we can to look at some programs that are inefficient, that aren't really working, and see if we can do a better job.
Mayor Love, the congressman yesterday also said your record as mayor shows your willingness to cut local public safety funding, even as he put it, while retaining funding for gifts for employees. Is it true?
Oh, my gosh. Again, he is at best distorting half-truths. He is absolutely, he has no idea what we've done in Saratoga Springs. As a matter of fact, I didn't cut any of the police budgets. They give us a budget, and we look at it, and I just didn't give them everything that they wanted. Every year, the police budget has been the same or has actually gone up and increased. As our population increased, of course, we have to get more funding out there. There is a role the government plays, and that is public safety. Our property tax pays for nothing but public safety, and I need to make sure that the people of Saratoga Springs are taken care of. But you have to understand, he's used to Washington budgets, where if a proposed budget is not accepted, they call that a cut. That's not how it works. They ask us for the moon and the stars, and we give them exactly what they need to make sure we keep Saratoga Springs safe. That is responsible budget planning.
This is Politics Up Close. My guest is Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, candidate in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Mia, tell us about your experience speaking at the Republican National Convention in Florida and the behind-the-scenes preparation that goes into such a major event.
Well, it was, you know, I just wanted to speak from the heart. I wanted to paint this vision of the America that I know, the America that Utah knows, the America that we all know. And I wanted to paint this picture of our history and being able to stand up to challenges when they come. And it was absolutely wonderful. I think the message resonated, and I think we did a good job representing Utah.
I understand it's been reported that you originally had planned to say something along the lines of President Obama has divided the nation by race, but you ended up not saying that. I'm curious, is that the case? And if so, why did you decide to leave that out?
Well, we wrote a long op-ed, and the thing that I didn't want to do was I didn't want to play from his playbook, because I view myself as equal among all Americans, and I want a president that sees me equally among all Americans. And so I wanted to talk about he is very divisive, and I wanted to talk about just the principles of we're all created equal under God, and we need to have a president that sees us equally as Americans. And so I just didn't want to play into that, and I wanted to talk about the economic issues, and I wanted to talk about just our country in general and why we love this country. I wanted to talk about freedom and what's great about this country.
So, Mayor Love, as I mentioned, you'll be appearing this afternoon with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. How did your campaign, how were you able to get her to come to Utah to participate in the campaign?
Well, she's supportive. I mean, she wanted to come and help, and we are glad to have her. She's been just a great role model, and she's just been absolutely wonderful. She's an accomplished musician. She's incredibly intelligent, and I'm honored and humbled to have her here in the state of Utah, and I wanted to give Utah as much access to her as possible. And so we're going to have a lunch out here, and people are going to be able to hear her speak, and we're really excited to have her.
Why do you think, Mia, that so many Republican figures like Speaker Boehner, like John McCain, have put their interest in this race? I mean, Utah is clearly not a swing state in this presidential election. Mitt Romney will clearly win overwhelmingly on the presidential ticket. Why do you think all these folks really care about this one particular race?
Well, I can quote Paul Ryan. When somebody asked him why he's supporting me, he said, and this is a colleague of my opponent, Jim Matheson, he said that Jim Matheson doesn't have what it takes to get this country back in order. And I think that my story is a story that resonates with most Americans. The idea of working hard and achieving something without having to go and look for Washington to fix all of your problems is a great message. It's a message of standing up for what's right. It's a message of coming to this country and not being predestined to be poor. It's a message of being able to start with nothing or start with very little and be as successful as you possibly can. And I think that's why that message resonates. And I think it resonated when I was out in Tampa.
We're speaking with Saratoga Springs Mayor and congressional candidate Mia Love. And Mia, I know you have only a few minutes left, but quickly, your city, Saratoga Springs, has seen both flooding and a major wildfire in recent weeks, something that I'm sure has made it a little bit more difficult to campaign for this race. But this issue has kind of led some people to question how you can accept federal emergency funding for Saratoga Springs while at the same time talking about drastically cutting back federal spending that goes to local cities, that helps local cities like Saratoga Springs. What's your perspective on this issue and the role the federal government should play when it comes to helping cities like yours clean up after a disaster?
Well, I can tell you this. They're not helping us with the mudslide. They actually had a fire on all of those lands were federal and state lands. Those were not Saratoga Springs lands. And we had to spend a lot of resources to fight fires on federal land, which makes a great argument that we should be in control of our lands. And if we were, we wouldn't have to look to Washington. But I can tell you this. When those floods came in, we didn't look to Washington. We had over 8,000 volunteers show up with shovels and brooms and cleaned it up. And I said, we're going to have this thing cleaned up before Washington knows we're on the map. So I think that that's a testament to how we can get things cleaned up without Washington's help. The people here are absolutely wonderful. You can either make excuses or make progress. and those volunteers that came over all around the state of Utah to make progress is really a testament of who we are as a people. And that's the Utah I know. And I was really just incredibly humbled, honored, and so proud of the state.
And finally, Mayor Love, we've seen outside spending in this race, and we will continue to, no doubt, on both sides of the aisle, the Republicans nationally trying to help you win, the Democrats nationally trying to help Jim Matheson win. Are you worried that either side will be, the campaigning will be taken over by outside interest groups, and that your message will get lost in the middle of all that?
I can tell you right now, I know who I represent, and that's the people of the 4th District. I have made no promises or no attempt, and everybody knows that that's who I represent. I work where the rubber meets the road. I'm used to representing people, and I think that that's a change we need in Washington. But we do have $2 million of left of the outside groups, liberal groups that are coming in and doing attack ads against me, and we need to stand up and say we are not going to let them buy this vote. We're going to stand up and say we here are going to make sure that we get people in the state of Utah that represents our values. My opponent supports Barack Obama. I support Mitt Romney. Utah supports Mitt Romney. We are going to do everything we can to make sure that our voices are heard, and we're going to be at the table when it comes to making some big decisions in the direction of our country.
We've been speaking with Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, who will appear later today with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Her Democratic opponent is incumbent Jim Matheson in the 4th District. And Mayor Love, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you so much. I'm just out, and I want to make sure I let everyone know that please go on the website. It's love4utah.com, love4utah.com. I'd love as much help as possible, and we're going to win this race. We're really excited about it.
Mayor Love, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Politics Up Close. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor candidate Ben McAdams hasn't been taking in the fun at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina this week. Instead, he stayed at home, continuing to campaign for what's expected to be one of the most competitive races in Utah on the ballot this November. With slogans like Eagle Scouts, Not Eagle Forum, he's hoping to appeal to Salt Lake County voters in the middle of the political spectrum, regardless of which party they belong to. Ben McAdams joins me now in the studio to discuss the latest in his campaign against Republican nominee Mark Crockett. And Ben, good morning.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Listeners, join us on the air this morning with your questions and comments for Democratic County Mayor hopeful Ben McAdams. Our number is 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. And quickly, McAdams and Mark Crockett will both appear at a Meet the County Mayor Candidates Night Wednesday, September 26 at 6 p.m., hosted by KCBW and Salt Lake County's Council on Diversity Affairs. And that's at the Salt Lake County Government Center, 2001 South State Street in Salt Lake City. It will be broadcast live here on the station. And for more information on that upcoming event, go to our website, kcbw.org. Well, Ben, this was a huge week for LDS Democrats who had an event with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid at the Democratic National Convention. Were you sad to miss it?
You know, I was sad to miss it. I was part of the founding group that started the LDS Democrats, and I think it's exciting to see it now on the national stage and really offering a perspective in this moment where there's a lot of attention for the LDS Church. I think it's important to see that we are politically diverse as a faith.
What do you think is the significance of this event with Senator Reid? He's a clearly divisive figure here in Utah and in other states as well. What do you think this event means?
You know, I think it just says how Mormons are politically diverse, and we don't hear enough of that. We hear a lot of people on the other side would like to insinuate that you have to vote a particular way if you're of the faith, and I think it's important to see that Harry Reid is the highest elected Mormon official in the history of the United States, and certainly he is a lightning rod, and there are many people who do not like him. But it is interesting to see we have an LDS presidential candidate and the Senate Majority Leader who are both LDS.
Now, as I mentioned, you've stayed back here in Utah while many other Democrats have been in Charlotte, North Carolina. Can I ask, was that a deliberate decision to avoid looking like you're too partisan, too liberal? Was it a deliberate decision not to go?
Not at all. So the delegates to the national convention are elected in the conventions in the spring. And at the time, I was running for the nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor, and I just thought there's no way I can run and try and persuade people to vote for me for county mayor and for delegate. And I also thought, look, this is going to be a close race, and it is a close race. It'll come down to the wire, and I need every minute I can spare on the ground talking to voters in Utah.
This is Politics Up Close. We're speaking with Democratic County Mayor candidate Ben McAdams. Our number, 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. You can also send your tweets to us here at KCPW. Well, Ben, having stayed back here in Utah, what kind of campaigning have you been doing this past week and this past month? Where have you been going and who have you been talking to?
You know, this is a great time for the campaign. It can't get any busier than it's been for the last 6 months. I'm spending every spare minute of my time getting out and talking to voters. But it's really, this is a fun time in the campaign because this is the time when voters start looking and trying to make a decision about their candidates. So voters are actually listening now. So we were out on doorsteps in Mill Creek going door to door. I love that because I like to hear what's on people's minds, what they care about as voters, where they want to see the county go. We were in Draper earlier this week meeting with voters. And last night, I was at an event to support the zoo, which I think is an important quality of life amenity in Salt Lake County, and going to everything I can, and really sun up to sundown, I'm out talking to people and meeting with voters, and then when the sun goes down, I get on my computer and start writing and turning out our policy papers.
So is the goal kind of to get out of Salt Lake City, to get to the furthest edges of the county, really, in this campaign?
Yeah, you know, I have a good reputation, I think, if I can say so myself, with Democrats in Salt Lake City. They know that I will stand up for their values and I will stand my ground. But what I need to do is to get out into other areas of the county where they may not know me very well and know my style of building common ground and working for bipartisan solutions. So we're going out into Draper, Riverton, South Jordan, West Jordan, and trying to talk with voters there. One of the significant things that's happened in this campaign is I have strong support throughout the county, and we need to help communicate that to voters. Many of the Republican mayors throughout the county, in fact, 13 of the 17 mayors are supporting me, and that's very significant.
What have your fundraising efforts been like? I know during the pre-Republican primary phase, you were beating both of your opponents, but now there is a GOP nominee, Mark Crockett. How has your fundraising been in recent weeks?
You know, fundraising has been going great. It is certainly a challenge, and I would love to see less money in politics because it is certainly a challenge. But we are on track in our fundraising plan, but we still have a long ways to go. So can we turn this into a fundraising drive? Or
not quite appropriate.
No, okay.
Well, do you think that in a race this competitive, Ben, that whoever has a bigger bank account in this campaign will be a significant factor in November's election? I know that it's not the only factor. We're seeing Mitt Romney outraise President Obama by a significant amount right now. People are talking about that. Is it going to be significant, though, in this election?
You know, I don't think it's true that the person who spends the most wins, fortunately. But you do have to get your message out to voters. It costs money for us to mail out our brochures that tell about what I am and who and what I'm running on and what I plan to do for Salt Lake County. And so we need money to get that message out there. I think you have to have the right message that will resonate with voters. And I think I do have that message. I work across party lines and I've delivered results.
This is Politics Up Close. My guest is Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor hopeful Ben McAdams. He and Mark Crockett will appear at the Meet the County Mayor Candidates Night Wednesday, September 26th at 6 p.m., broadcast live here on KCPW. More information is available online at kcpw.org. So, Ben, one of the significant developments in your campaign is this group, Republicans for Ben McAdams. Who's in this group and how did it come together?
You know, I was approached by some of these Republican mayors who want to see strong leadership in the county. We have a lot of challenges on the horizon for Salt Lake County, and we need a mayor who can work, across party lines, who can work with east and west, north and south. And they approached me, and they said, you know, some of them approached me even before the election got going and encouraged me to consider running for this. Others have approached me throughout the campaign and said they want to support my candidacy. They want to see me win this election. And so it's kind of grown organically, but I'm honored to have support. You know, I have strong support from Democrats, but I'm honored to have support from Republicans as well.
I understand the National Republican Party sent you a cease and desist letter because of your orange and blue logo there with an elephant on it. for Republicans for Ben McAdams. How did you respond to that?
You know, so the some of my supporters put up this Facebook page called Republicans for Ben McAdams, and they used the Republican logo. They started off with just the run-of-the-mill Republican logo, and that's when actually we did not get the cease and desist letter. Paul Raleigh got the cease and desist letter. So when he called me and I talked to them and I said we probably need to do something, you know, because I think we need to change it. So they changed it to match our campaign colors, orange and blue. They still persisted in complaining about that. So we had a very talented volunteer just design a different logo and put it up there. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we can't talk about that. You know, I think if they'd come, I'm the type of person who I'm reasonable. If they had just called me up, if my opponent had just called me and said, hey, you know, it offends us that you're using this logo, I would have changed it. But they involved attorneys, and so be it, and we changed it.
Do you think in general Salt Lake County, would you call it a Republican county, not a Democratic one? And with Mitt Romney on the ballot and people having the option of pressing the straight ticket button, is that going to hurt you significantly?
You know, Salt Lake County, I would actually say Salt Lake County is refreshingly unique in that in Salt Lake County, voters will vote for the person over the party. And you look in historical elections over the past 10 years, and you'll have Democrats win countywide, and then the same year you'll have Republicans win countywide. Sometimes I talk to people in Salt Lake City, and they have the mistaken belief that this is a slam dunk for the Democratic candidate. And I have to remind them that while on the north end of Salt Lake County, we do see many Democrats elected from the legislature, you look at the south end, and Salt Lake County elects Chris Butter, Salt Lake County elects Carl Wimmer, very, very right-wing conservatives. And so the county really is split. But fortunately, the voters will look at the person over the party, and it's going to come down to the wire. We know that. And there's a lot of excitement on the Republican side this year with the Romney candidacy. But what we've seen as we've been out talking to voters is they really are persuadable. They are really looking at the person over the party, and I think we can win this.
So, Ben, for local races like mayor or council, we might see, you know, you have a fundraiser with some member of Congress or somebody of that level, but you recently had Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, host a small fundraiser for your campaign. Well, first of all, how did you pull that off? I mean, this is a county mayor's race. This isn't even congressional level. How do you get Bill Clinton for a county mayor's race?
You know, I was honored to have former President Clinton in town and willing to do a fundraiser to support my campaign. He was in town to speak. He was in town actually with George W. Bush to speak to a convention. And I thought, you know, we've been running this campaign on bipartisanship and working across party lines. And when I saw that he was in town with George W. Bush, I thought, what a better message to send than invite him to also support this campaign because of that. And so we made a request. You know, I know President Clinton. Like, you know, I was a Hinckley intern in the Clinton White House and then did some work in the White House after that. So I know him. And we made a request that if he would consider giving us a moment of his time to do a fundraiser, and he agreed.
This is Politics Up Close. We're speaking with Ben McAdams, the Democratic nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor. Our phone number, 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Now, your opponent's campaign was quick to say, with somebody like Bill Clinton holding a fundraiser for you, obviously a prominent Democratic figure, this is proof that you're another partisan, that you're not working across party lines. What do you say to that?
You know, it's too bad that we have to sling accusations in even a local race. That's not who I am. And, you know, even you look at, I think there's no more hostile proving ground than the Utah legislature for a Democrat, where we are 20% of the legislature and it's an 80% Republican-controlled legislature. Many of my colleagues in the legislature are supporting me, Republicans and Democrats, and it's because I work across party lines and have gotten results and shown that I can get things done, things important things like revenue for education, consumer protection, anti-fraud measures, and I've done that in across party lines.
We're going to take a short break. This is Politics Up Close on NPR Utah, KCBW, talking this hour with Ben McAdams, who will appear later this month, September 26th at 6 p.m. at a Meet the County Mayor Candidates Night with his GOP opponent Mark Crockett. That event will be broadcast live on KCBW, and we have more details at kcbw.org. We'll be right back. This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. You are listening to Politics Up Close on KCPW 88.3 and 105.3 FM. We're talking this hour with Ben McAdams, the Democratic nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor and a member of the Utah Senate. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Send us your tweets at KCPW. And we have a caller, Joel, calling in from Sandy. What's your question or comment for Ben McAdams?
Yeah, I was at an event about 2 weeks ago with my mayor, Mayor Tom Dolan, and he said that he was planning on supporting Ben McAdams for county mayor. And, you know, I've been a Republican, he's been a Republican. I was just curious as to why, I didn't get a follow-up with the mayor, but why he would be supporting Ben. And I'm sure they've probably talked about this, but and so that was my question, and I'll just take my comments off the air.
Thanks for the call, Joel. How did you get the support of Mayor Dolan specifically, Ben?
You know, Mayor Dolan and I have, you know, in addition to my work in the state Senate, I work in local government. I work for Salt Lake City, and so I've gotten to know Mayor Dolan over the past 5 years as I've worked for Salt Lake City. And you know, the ironic thing is many times we've been head to head working against each other. Is it Sandy versus Salt Lake City on this issue or that issue? But in those times of working together and those times of working against each other, we've developed a relationship, I think, where I know him and he knows me, and that we can work together. We can usually find solutions to our challenges if we sit down and listen to each other and find a way to work together. And I think, look, Mayor Dolan's support is going to be big in this election. I'm honored to have strong support from Democrats. But as we've talked about, Salt Lake County, the voters in Salt Lake County really will vote for the person over the party. And talking to Republicans in Sandy and Republicans throughout the county who need to know that I'm someone who can keep taxes low and work across party lines to deliver results, that's important. And I think Mayor Dolan's support, as well as the support of many other mayors, says that.
And going off of that issue, Ben, you've worked for Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker for several years now. As you mentioned, the city is at odds on issues, sometimes with other cities or with Salt Lake County. If I were your opponent, it would seem like a good strategy to say, you know, that makes you a Salt Lake City guy. Salt Lake City is a liberal Democratic stronghold, and you work for a progressive Democratic mayor. Is that going to be a liability for your campaign?
You know, I don't think so, Jeff. I was, before working for Salt Lake City, I'm a corporate finance attorney, so I was in the private sector, and when Mayor Becker was elected, he asked me to come, you know, partially because he wanted somebody who could restore good relationships between Salt Lake City and the legislature and Salt Lake City and the cities throughout the county. He also wanted somebody who could bring business principles into Salt Lake City government. And I'm proud of the track record of work that I've done in Salt Lake City as well. I think the relationship between Salt Lake City and the legislature right now, certainly anyone who follows the legislature knows that there are every year there are disagreements between Salt Lake City and the legislature. Mm-hmm. But those disagreements now are ones where we agree to disagree. Sometimes Salt Lake City prevails. Usually Salt Lake City prevails, I would say. But it's because of the approach that I've taken where we sit down, we talk, we find ways to work through issues and find common ground. You take, for example, last session was the efforts to overturn Salt Lake City's anti-idling provision that Mayor Becker had advanced. And so as a senator, I convened the sponsor of that legislation, opponents to Salt Lake City's ordinances, and we sat down. We made some tweaks, you know, probably found some ways to build common ground, and Salt Lake City prevailed. And it's because we work together. So I think my approach has been someone who builds relationships. And you know, it's not – if I had been, you know, just looking out for only the interest of Salt Lake City, you wouldn't see Mayor Dolan supporting me. You wouldn't see Mayor Wall in Taylorsville supporting me, Mayor of West Jordan, Bluffdale, many of the cities throughout the county. And so I think their support says that I don't have Salt Lake City's interest at heart. I have the interest of our entire community.
Now, if elected and you were in office as county mayor at the same time as Mayor Becker, and the city approached the county and said, we'd like you to participate in this particular project, and you had the feeling that this was wrong for the county, would you be in a position where you could say, you know what, maybe this is right for you as the mayor of Salt Lake City, but it's not right for my constituents, and I'm going to say no?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done that in the past. So, you know, even you look at in the state Senate, I represent Salt Lake City, but I also represent South Salt Lake and West Valley City. And there have been times where there are things that West Valley has wanted that Salt Lake City has not, and I've made an independent decision. I'm an independent independent thinker, and I'm going to do what I think is right and the right thing for my constituents. And I've done that in the past, and I'll continue to do that as county mayor. And I know, look, we need to – I know that I need to look out for the entire county, and that's someone – that's who I am and what I will do.
This is Politics Up Close. My guest is Ben McAdams, a Democratic nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor. His Republican opponent is Mark Crockett. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Ben, you have experience in city government, obviously, in state government in your couple years in the Utah Senate. But your opponent has, it seems, the most experience in county government as a former member of the county council who clearly had to work with Mayor Peter Caroon during that time and on that legislative body. What do you think? Does your opponent have more county government experience, and is that an advantage for him?
You know, my opponent was on the county council for a term and lost his reelection 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my work in local government has been to be the liaison between Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County. So I certainly have deep experience working on county issues, know the issues inside and out. In fact, my experience is current because it's what I'm currently doing. So I do have experience. I know the county issues, and I have the relationships to get things done. There are significant challenges on the horizon for Salt Lake County. And if we are to rise to those challenges, it's not just somebody who thinks they have the right answers, but we need somebody who can you don't need to know the answers. We need to have somebody who can work collaboratively with people who have different opinions and different ideas about where we should go and forge a consensus.
Ben, your campaign has put up a series of billboards, each with a slogan like Eagle Scouts, Not Eagle Forum, and featuring the phrase, "Yeah, he's different." What's the message there?
You know, we want to reach out to people. We're talking to Democrats and we're talking to Republicans. We want to say that I am a different type of candidate. I'm somebody who – I'm a Democrat, but I have Republican support. I'm a member of the minority party in the legislature, but I pass more bills than most legislators. When we say Eagle Scout, not Eagle Forum, I'm trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, but I am not a right-wing ideologue. And that's what we're trying to say is, yeah, I'm different than what you might see from other candidates. I would also add, Jeff, if I might, that we are putting up a new series of billboards this month and looking for suggestions. So if anybody has suggestions about new taglines we can use, go to my Facebook page. It's Ben McAdams for County Mayor, and leave us your ideas there.
Now, your opponent was quick to criticize the Not Eagle Forum part of your message. Are you perhaps alienating? Maybe the Eagle Forum doesn't have a heavy presence here in Salt Lake County. It's probably more Utah County. But are you alienating people on the far right of the ideological spectrum who otherwise might consider voting for you?
Well, my opponent is aligned with the Eagle Forum, but they do have – the Eagle Forum does have a strong presence in Salt Lake County. You look at Senator Butters, Carl Wimmer, Representative Wimmer. They are Salt Lake County representatives who are elected with strong support from the Eagle Forum. So the Eagle Forum does have a strong presence here. I would say – first of all I'm saying is I'm not Eagle Forum. And I think it probably is a safe assumption that the Eagle Forum is not planning to vote for me anyway. But I want to make a point there because my opponent criticized me and insinuated that I was going after the Eagle Forum. And I want it clear that all I'm saying is I'm not Eagle Forum. But in my work in the legislature, I talk about working across party lines. I work with the Eagle Forum. Every year that I run the non-discrimination bill, the bill that would prohibit discrimination in housing and employment against people for being gay, every year I run that bill, I call up Gail Ruzicka. I have her cell phone number in my phone, and she has mine. I call her up, and I sit down, and we talk about it, and I ask for her support. And so far, I've not been successful in getting her support for that legislation, but I work with her. And there are other bills that I've worked on where I've asked for her support, and I've managed to get it. And I'm optimistic that the day will come where she'll stand next to me, and we'll announce that we've found a way to agree on the non-discrimination proposal and enact those protections.
Listeners, join us on the air with Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor candidate Ben McAdams. 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255 is the number to call. And he and Mark Crockett will both appear at the Meet the County Mayor Candidates Night Wednesday, September 26th at 6 p.m., hosted by KCBW and Salt Lake County's Council on Diversity Affairs. That will be at the Salt Lake County Government Center and broadcast live here on the station. To learn more, go to kcbw.org. Ben, your opponent, Mark Crockett, has made the county's debt load one of his chief focuses in this campaign. How bad do you think the county's debt is, and how drastic do the measures need to be to cut it if it needs to be cut?
Well, Jeff, first thing I would say is voters in Salt Lake County can trust that I will hold the line on taxes. We need to keep spending low, and we need to keep debt low. Unfortunately, I believe federal spending is out of control, and debt at the federal level is something that needs to be reined in. That is a serious problem at the federal level. Now, you look at Salt Lake County, however, and Salt Lake County is a well-managed county. I think Mayor Caroon has been fiscally conservative, has kept spending low and debt low, and Salt Lake County should be commended for that. The same thing with the Utah State Legislature and its budget. Spending is low, and we aren't shackled by debt. Salt Lake County is one of 20 counties in the nation that has a AAA bond rating. I have a finance background. I understand finance. I understand balance sheets. And the voters of Salt Lake County can rest assured that I will maintain that AAA bond rating, that I know that taxes and debt are low, and taxes need to stay low, and I can do that. But I think it's a little bit disingenuous when Mark Crockett talks about the debt in Salt Lake County. You know, he's trying to scare voters into believing that we have a problem akin to the federal problem, and that's why he needs to get elected. And what you see is, in order to make the number scary enough, he's throwing in the bonding that UTA did for track lines throughout the county. Now, UTA is not Salt Lake County. That spending was actually authorized by the voters. And look, I think that was a worthwhile expenditure. Our population is growing in leaps and bounds, and we need to invest in a transportation network that will support our growing population. I think mass transit is a worthwhile investment. I'm glad that we did that, and I think the people of Salt Lake County would reaffirm their vote of a decade ago that investments in mass transit is important.
Are there any particular areas coming in where you would be looking to increase spending, whether it be restoring previous employee pay cuts or benefit cuts? Are there any areas where you would say maybe we shouldn't raise taxes, but we should spend more?
Yeah, I mean, I will hold the line on taxes, but there are – the economy's coming back, revenues, sales taxes going up, sales are improving, jobs, unemployment's going down. So the county will see increased revenues as a result of economic growth. I do believe it's time that we invest in some key services. One of the things that I think is critically important is preserving open space and trails and parks. As the population of the county doubles in the next 20 years, we need to be vigorously supporting preservation and conservation of natural spaces and open space. The other thing that I think is important is, as our population grows, our education system is being stretched to a breaking point, and it's time that we prioritize education spending as a necessity. Now, Salt Lake County, much of education spending comes and education funding comes from the state, but Salt Lake County does have a role in education spending, and that is by providing early intervention, after-school programs, and preschool programs. As county mayor, I'd like to double our after-school programs. I believe that anything we can do to help those at-risk kids, refugee kids, to show up to school ready to learn, so that the learning environment in the classroom is conducive to learning for all of the students, is something that we can and need to invest in.
Ben, let's talk about a couple of specific projects that have become kind of a lightning rod in this race and on the county's agenda, and get your opinion of them. First, there's the Utah Performing Arts Center, commonly referred to as the Broadway-style theater, a long-term goal of Mayor Ralph Becker. The county council recently voted 6-3 to provide $29 million in funding for the project, a few Republicans switching over and joining Democrats to support that. Was that a good call?
You know, Salt Lake City has already decided to move ahead with the construction of that project. So the point we're at right now is The decision was, should Salt Lake County participate in a capital project that's moving forward? I think the answer is yes. It's important that our population is growing. I think there are quality of life issues that we need to maintain. Salt Lake County is a place that's desirable to live, to bring businesses, to raise families. You know, I've been a big supporter of the zoo and other cultural amenities like that that I think are important. So I think it's important that we invest in the future of our cultural offerings in the county. And the other thing that I think was important with that decision is that if this venue is going to be built, and it is, that it's built in a way that is collaborative with other arts offerings, that it doesn't compete to the detriment with the Rose Wagner, with the symphony and opera and ballet, that we integrate it into the greater fabric of cultural offerings rather than as a standalone project that could compete to the detriment. So I think since the county does manage the symphony, the opera, the ballet, and other venues, I think it's important that we integrate this into the overall fabric so they operate as a whole for the greater good of all of our cultural offerings.
When the county voted to participate in this, one of the opposing council members, Richard Snellgrove, a Republican, had a funny or interesting Facebook post saying, if you're part of the 1% who can actually afford to see shows at this new theater, well, then congratulations. Do you have concerns that this is something that, you know, taxpayers will be paying for, but not necessarily everybody will be benefiting from? I mean, surely, you know, when Wicked comes through town again, the tickets will be pricey.
Certainly not everybody can afford to do it. But, you know, I do believe that investing in our county is important. There are trails that the county's invested in Draper that I, you know, as a resident of Salt Lake City, will probably never hike on. But am I happy to pay for trails in Draper? Absolutely. Because I also know that residents of Draper are paying for trails in Salt Lake City. We need to work together in this county to move our county forward collectively. I think we need more partnerships and less partisanship.
What are your thoughts on the prospect of Salt Lake County participating in a public-private partnership to build a convention center hotel to accompany the Salt Palace? Certainly a big issue right now with outdoor retailer considering moving out of the state for a number of reasons, but the primary one being simply not enough space. What are your thoughts on Salt Lake County's role in that endeavor?
Well, I would say, first off, I'm opposed to the county owning a hotel and operating a hotel. I don't believe the county should be in the business of competing directly with the private sector. However, there's a conversation coming forward that's privately led from the private sector that says our tourism industry is struggling because, and we are losing conventions, we are losing tourism opportunities to peer markets because we don't have a convention center facility that's adequate to attract the conventions that we would otherwise be able to have. What I would say is, County Mayor, if the private sector has ideas for how to move our economy forward, how to bring jobs to Salt Lake County, I'm all ears. I'm going to look at any information they want to bring to my attention. And if I can be a partner to the private sector in developing our economy and bringing jobs to the county and do it in a way that it's a wise investment of taxpayer dollars, I'm going to look at the end of the day, I'm going to look and make sure it pencils that we're not spending taxpayer dollars unwisely. But if the private sector wants to bring forward ideas about developing our economy, I believe I will be all ears and I'll look to partner and move our county forward.
Going back to the issue of taxes, Ben, during the Caroon administration, he's put forward a number of bonding proposals, and at times the Republican-controlled council has rejected some of them. Mayor Caroon frequently makes the case, well, this would be something that the voters decide. He recently scaled back his parks bond, for example, from $120 million to about $45 million in order to get the Republicans to be willing to put it on the ballot. Where do you stand on this issue? I mean, maybe it's easy to say we should let the voters decide, but at the same time, perhaps there should be legwork to ensure that the money's being spent wisely. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a give and take. Certainly letting the voters decide, but we as elected officials are in a much better position to, you know, the voters aren't going to read the county's balance sheets. They're not going to know what a particular bond may have, effect it may have on our debt ratings, our AAA bond ratings. I've spent many hours going over the county's balance sheets with the county's financial advisors and private sector financial advisors. And that's important for me to do if I want to be a leader, an elected leader in Salt Lake County. Voters aren't going to have time to do that. So I think it is important that we as elected officials exercise discretion. We can't afford to say yes to everything we want to do. As county mayor, I understand that part of my job is going to be saying no to things we may want to do. But I would commend Mayor Caroon for having a vision and articulating that vision. But then when his ambitions did not prevail, you look what he did. He sat down, he worked with the other side, worked across party lines, and found a solution. It wasn't everything he wanted, but it was part of what he wanted and part of what they wanted. And that's what we need in county government, is this give and take, where we sit down, talk to each other, we listen to each other, and the end result may not be what I want, it may not be what they want, but the collaborative solution, I think, is better for everybody.
This is Politics Up Close here on NPR Utah, KCBW. We have just a few minutes left with Ben McAdams, the Democratic nominee for Salt Lake County Mayor. Join us on air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Ben, what do you see ahead in this campaign in the next few weeks? Do you think that the tone will remain largely civil? Will it get nasty? And do you plan on attacking your opponent's record a bit more heavily?
You know, I plan to keep it civil. I've done that. I've managed to do that in the legislature with some of my staunchest opponents. And like I said, work with them. So I plan to keep it civil and friendly. I think that's what voters can expect from us and should expect from us. At the same time, you know, elections are about drawing distinctions. And so when we talk about records, when we talk about positions, I hope that voters understand that when I'm maybe critical of a position he's taken or a stance he's taken, that's what our founding fathers intended. That's what they expect out of us. And I hope the voters will look critically at those distinctions. There are stark distinctions in this election. You know, and I think that's helpful for us as candidates. The county has two clear choices right here, a choice of someone who wants to sit down and listen and work collaboratively across party lines to move our county forward, articulate a vision of where we want to go, and a choice of somebody who is a proven conservative, who wants to hold to the line of conservative ideals. And I think, you know, there's a stark choice. And I think it's my job as a candidate to help to point out those distinctions. You know, you won't see personal attacks from me, but certainly conversations about my positions and my opponent's positions. I think that's what a campaign's about.
Ben, the Democratic Salt Lake County Convention is several months behind us now. You beat your colleague in the legislature, Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, to win the GOP nomination. At times, I remember going on Facebook and seeing some rather, you know, nasty comments on there regarding that particular race. It seemed to be at the time something that did sharply divide Democrats. Looking back, what are your thoughts on how that process played out and, you know, how civil or uncivil it may have turned out?
You know, that was the toughest election I've ever been in, because I like Senator Romero. I respect the work that he's done. And you know, we agree on many, many things, and we work together closely in our years in public service. So that was a tough election for me. I think he's a fabulous public servant, and I hope we see more of him as we move forward.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. I've been speaking with Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor candidate Ben McAdams, also a member of the Utah Senate. He and his GOP opponent Mark Crockett will appear at a Meet the County Mayor Candidates Night hosted by KCBW and the Salt Lake County Council's on County's Council on Diversity Affairs. That's coming up on September 26th at 6 p.m. For more information, go to kcbw.org. Ben, thank you very much for your time and for appearing on Politics Up Close.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah's LDS Democrats caucus is enjoying an explosion in media popularity after an appearance this week with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Meanwhile, a Republican congressman from the Beehive State has been in the same city making the case against President Obama. Matt Canham is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and contributor to Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He spoke with me from the convention. Well, Matt, tell me about what Senator Reid had to say at this LDS Dems meeting there at the convention and the hype surrounding this event.
Well, the first thing he did is he goaded a young woman from Utah to sing a hymn in front of the TV cameras. And after they were done with that, he told them that he was a Democrat because of his Mormon faith, and not in spite of it. He argued the Democrats are the party that takes care of the poor and the environment. And for those in attendance, he said, be proud of who you are and not be afraid of what your neighbors think.
Meanwhile, Matt, one prominent Republican there at the convention is Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who's helping the GOP get out the anti-Obama, anti-Democratic message. How is he doing that exactly?
He is on TV, on TV, he's on TV. Few politicians are as comfortable on camera and as unafraid of confrontation as Representative Jason Chaffetz. And that might explain why the Romney campaign loves trotting him out in front of the cameras. He did say he also did a few radio interviews for your listeners and a few newspaper reporter interviews for people in my profession as well. But most of his time is in front of the camera.
We're going to have to see if he gets his own talk show after his career in politics is over.
It is possible. The guy is good.
So, Matt, one big part of every convention is when every single delegation from the 50 states and the territories actually cast their votes for the nominee. In this case, of course, President Obama. And each delegate kind of gets their own time to put their own personal flair into casting their votes. How did Utah Democrats cast their votes for President Obama?
They did it with a gentle rib at Mitt Romney and his time during the Olympics. I'll actually read to you the one paragraph that Utah Democratic Chairman Jim DeBacchus said in front of the masses here. He said, quote, "The great swing state of Utah, host of the most successful winter games ever because of the astonishing commitment of 32,000 volunteers and $1.3 billion in taxpayer support. And yeah, because we built that. I'm thrilled in honor of Jim Judd to cast our 32 vote for President Barack Obama."
No mention of Mitt Romney.
Not by name, but they sure made you recognize that the public contribution to the Winter Olympics and its success, as well as taking a shot at the campaign theme that the Republicans have been using.
Just a few people might dispute Jim DeBacchus saying that Utah's a swing state, I would imagine.
Yeah, he said it with a twinkle in his eye. I don't know if you know Jim, but he likes some sarcasm.
Oh, yeah, he does. So, Matt, one high-profile Utah Democrat who's at the convention from Salt Lake City is Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker. You had an interesting bit about him in the Tribune this week, indicating that the first convention he attended was not Democratic, but actually Republican. Tell us about that.
The year was 1968, and he went down to Miami to help out with the Republican convention as a page. He was 16 years old at the time and got the spot from his dad, Ralph Becker Sr., who was a prominent Republican in the state of New York. His dad supported Nelson Rockefeller, who, if your listeners remember, lost to Richard Nixon in that convention. At the time, Becker said he just assumed he was a Republican, and he didn't really spend that much time talking about politics, though. He said he was more interested in girls and sports.
Finally, Matt, one of the candidates Utah Democrats are campaigning against the hardest here in Utah is Mia Love, who's putting up a tough challenge against Congressman Jim Matheson. And her name came up during a delegation breakfast there at the convention earlier this week. And, of course, not in such a kind light. What did somebody have to say about her?
So Lily Eskelson, if people remember, ran for Congress right before Jim Matheson did in 1998. And she lost to Merrill Cook. And then speaking to the Utah delegation here in Charlotte, she said that she ran against a crazy person in Merrill Cook and that you would think that would help. But as Jim Matheson is finding out, that doesn't disqualify someone. A pretty direct shot at Mia Love, if I might say so myself.
Yeah, definitely direct. Matt Canham is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and contributor to Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He's joined us from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all.
And we have a link to Political Cornflakes on our website at kcpw.org. That does it for Politics Up Close, a production of KCPW News. Thank you to Jesse Ellis for his help with the show today. You can download podcasts of our interviews online at kcpw.org and tune in for the program Friday mornings at 9 and Sunday mornings at 6. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us.